Hey everyone, welcome to episode 12 of the Tomo on the Rocks podcast. We've got an episode that we actually recorded back in August, but we're excited now that the NBA season is coming up to post it this week. Excited for next week to start and the Raps to get a chance at another chip.
We've got a special episode today for all the NBA fans out there. We're going to do a bunch of our predictions for the 2020 NBA season. You ready to do this, Jack? Let's go.
Basketball!
So, big season last year. Raptors got the Big W champions. Now, I think it just brought everyone together. A lot more fans of the NBA now. So, I think it's a good time to put out our season predictions as we're starting to get ready.
No better time than August.
Yep. Well, when you're excited, you got to do it sooner rather than later, right?
Let's get these on file.
Yeah.
And no one can call us out when we bandwagon on another team.
For sure. We're gonna do some bets, too. We've got our... We've got a bunch of predictions. We're predicting awards. We're predicting standings. We're predicting who we think is going to win the championship. So let's get it started off with our players, Jack. So who, the biggest award, I guess, of them all, who do you think is going to win MVP in the NBA? And give a little reason why, instead of just firing the name off there.
LeBron James.
Really?
Yeah, best player in the world.
That's your pick for MVP?
Yep, he's pissed. He put an Instagram story that I couldn't pronounce or read, because I can't read, but it sounded mean.
And you think he's going to play enough games to be MVP?
Yeah, he'll play 68 games.
It's a hot take. I want to pick the Greek Freak, just because I think... But I don't want to pick somebody who won last year, so I'm going to go with Steph Curry.
That's a really good pick, though.
I think he's going to have to be a beast this year, step up with Klay gone most of the time.
He's got D'Angelo, though.
Yeah, he does have D'Angelo, but I don't even know if he'll be there all season. We'll see what happens there. But, yeah, I'm going to go with Steph. I think he's going to have to just go nuts. He'll get a ton of the ball, too, with them not having much depth. And as long as his injury, he can stay healthy with his injury, I think he's going to take it. So I would say my three for MVP are going to be Steph, Giannis, and Jokic. Is a big triple-double.
No LeBron,
I don't think. I don't think he'll play enough.
For picking more than one people.
Those are my three. I'm going to pick Steph, though.
Then I'm going to... My other two choices were going to be... Davis and Kuzma.
Bit of a Lakers stan, eh? Alright, let's move on to the next award here. Let's go see some fresh talent who we think is going to win the Rookie of the Year this year.
Okay.
Who's your pick, Jay?
You can go first. I went first last time.
All right. I'm going to go with Ja Morant.
I got to change my pick now, then.
Because I really want to say Zion, but I don't know. I just think Ja's going to have a lot more freedom. He doesn't really have anyone. He has, like, Dylan Brooks and Tyus Jones to compete with. So I'm not too...
Jaren Jackson Jr.
Yeah, but not really same position. I just think he'll have a lot of the ball, and he's going to have a really good season. I think there's a lot of hype around Zion, and I know he's a beast, but with a lot of hype, sometimes it's hard to live up to it. Yeah. So I'm going to go with Ja. How about you?
I would go Zion as well. I think he's going to get injured. I don't think he's going to play enough games. I'm going to go RJ.
I like RJ. He's obviously my three.
New York big market too, so that could, if he's the same skill level as Ja, he still edges him out just through New York.
Yeah. I like that pick. That's good. Canadian
good
boy.
Too. I would pick Zion, though. Like, of course I would. I want it. I think it's good. If Zion's healthy, it's all, like, 100% going to be Zion.
A couple other rookies I like are Coby White and Carson Edwards. Obviously not for the award, but I think they're going to have big seasons. I think Coby Wright will get some play. There's not very many other ones and twos that are good on Chicago other than LaVine. And then Carson Edwards.
Chris Dunn's good.
I just liked how he played in March Madness, and I'd like to see him get some time this year, maybe. So those are our picks, I guess. Ja and RJ. Want to move on to?
Yeah, I don't have any other backups for that one.
No,
Bol Bol.
I didn't want to go into depth with that.
I'll go Bol Bol for my dark horse.
Denver. He's a good player. Denver. No.
Yeah.
Denver.
Yeah, they take a shot on him. They take a shot on everyone.
All right. Let's move on to six man. Do you have a six man for us?
I didn't pick a six man. Okay. I'll go Josh Hart.
That's like a low-key good pick.
Yeah, I think Josh Hart. I think he's going to have a good season.
I've got four guys written down. I put Lonzo as my, like, sixth man.
Who's the starting point guard for New Orleans?
I don't think Lonzo's going to start, is he?
I think he will.
I'd like to see him come off the bench. I think
it'll be Lonzo.
But he'll probably start. You're right. He'll probably start.
Drew.
I mean, realistically, he was just like a flyer in there, kind of like not even a six man. I was also thinking most improved, but that's the next one. So stay there. But I'm going to keep Lou Will in there. He's going to play a ton.
Yeah.
I'd like Spencer Dinwiddie, especially because. Yeah, exactly. I just think he'll have like such a good player. There'll be such an emphasis on Kyrie. He's going to get a bit of the ball and a bit less defensive pressure on him.
He'll get less matchups, too.
But I'm going to go with
a good pick.
A good Raptor six. That's not who I'm going to pick, though. I'm going to go with Freddie VanVleet as my sixth man of the year. I think he's going to get a ton of the ball this year.
If he doesn't take the starting point guard job.
Yeah, well, or if he doesn't play the two. That's what they're talking about, too. That's true,
yeah. They could run it back like playoffs.
I'm going to go... I think he's going to get a ton of time on the bench. I'm going to go with Freddie VanVleet. He played incredible at the end of the playoffs, so that's who I'm going to go with my sixth man. What about most improved player?
You want to start?
Yeah, sure. I've got... So I'm going to pick Terry Rozier as my most improved player.
Mm.
I think he's pretty much all that Charlotte has left anymore. I think he's always got that chip on his shoulder. So I think he's going to have a pretty good season. I don't think he's going to be like unbelievable, but I think he's going to, he could get like 20 and 5, 20 and 7, something like that.
So high expectation.
I don't know. I think that's what you have to get if you're most improved player though.
Okay.
Pascal almost had that. Had more than that, didn't he?
Saying the same thing anyway.
I mean, my other guys are Jaylen Brown, Caris LeVert, and Malcolm Brogdon. I think they're all going to take big steps.
Malcolm's a good one. I'm picking Jaren Jackson Jr.
I like that. That's good. Yeah. That's like a breakout player for sure.
I think he's going to... He averaged 13 last year. I think he can do 20.
Yeah, that's
especially
good
on that team. That's a depleted team, though. He's got JV in the front court with him, though.
I think a good flyer on most improved would be Gordon Hayward as well. They always say like the first season back from an injury.
If he puts up 10 points, he's more improved.
Well, I don't know. He's a good player and he had a shit season last year.
He was a good player first year back.
They say the second year back is when you start to play better. So I could see him having a really good season, and that's exactly what you want in a most improved player.
I had Boogie originally, and then today he tore it.
Yeah,
so.
that's an oof.
I did put it, so I had to go back to the.
I like Shea Gilgeous Jr. too. He'll probably, especially if they trade Paul, he'll get a lot of the ball. So I think that's another breakout option.
Canadian lad.
I just threw a couple like breakout in general on the Raptors. I think one of OG or Norm is going to have a breakout season just because they have so few players that one of them needs to start to play well. If the Raptors are going to be good, and I have faith that either OG or Norm or even both of them could have a breakout season. Anyone else you have on there for breakout?
For breakout?
Yeah.
Fuck.
I've got a couple more I can say.
Really? I got... Yeah, I like... I guess it's not breakout, but Lauri Markkanen.
Yeah, that's a good... I was actually thinking about him for most improved as well.
I think he averaged a decent amount.
Yeah, he played well, and he... Didn't he get hurt?
Yeah, he just got hurt, that's all. So I'm just thinking a full season of him. He's really good. I think he's really slept on.
Yeah.
I get him in fantasy.
He does it all too, right? I get him in fantasy every year.
Yeah, he averages almost double double, and he can pipe up at least 4 threes a game.
Good finish.
Usually sinks around three.
I like that play. That's a really good pick.
He's a good player.
I've got a couple big men as well. Breakout player. I think John Collins is going to step up. I don't think he's going to be most improved. That was just like a breakout season type pick, as well as Sabonis and Zubac. I think they both have to have big seasons. Sabonis is going to get a ton of time now that Thad Young got shipped off to Chicago, and I think Zubac just has to play well if he's going to be the starting center, and I think he's going to be put in a position with some great players that he can have a really improved season. And then other than that, I don't really have anyone. I have DeLon Wright on there too, another former Raptor. He's going to be playing with Luka now, and they don't have any other point guard options other than him. I mean, they have Seth Curry, which is a fairly good point guard, but
they have that young kid there too. I can't remember his
name. Jalen Brunson.
Yep.
So
he was very good towards the end of this.
I just like the size. If they put like Luka and DeLon together, that's DeLon's a large.
I like Jaylen, 1-2 combo. I think Jalen's gonna win the starting job there.
Yeah,
he played really good in the last part of that season. He played really well with Luka.
So I'm gonna go with Scary Terry Rozier for the most improved in the end. Yeah, I know we kind of rambled on there.
Triple J.
I like it. Did you do Coach of the Year?
I did.
All right, you start that off.
I did Doc Rivers. I think it's kind of just the obvious pick. I think they're going to be the best team in the West. I don't think they're going to be the best team in the West, but I think they'll be definitely way more improved, and I think that'll just sway the judging from what the Clippers were last year.
Yeah, I actually like that pick.
I got them number two, but they're very interchangeable with the Nuggets, I think, for one in the West. So I think they'll be definitely top three in the records. So I think it'll go to Doc.
I like that.
He's good with star players, too. He's proven it. He can run a team with... Now, I know the playoff history is a little shaky, but it's regular season, so... He's proven he can have good teams with more than one star player.
I like that. I didn't look too much into Coach of the Year. I was more focused on players, but a couple guys come to mind. The first one is Brett Brown, Philly's coach. I think he's an option if Philly does well this year. They've kind of not made it to the top seed, and if they finish first, I think he's an option. But I'm not going to go with him. I'm going to go with Quinn Snyder, the coach of the Jazz. If he pulls together that team with all the new trades and they finish even in a playoff spot against a West team, that'd be...
Usually have to have 60 wins to be the coach of the year.
Yeah, I know. I didn't really do a coach of the year before this. I was just doing players.
You think the Jazz will get 60?
No, they won't get 60. Okay. Honestly, I think it's going to be probably Budenholzer. Because you'll see later.
You'll think the Bucks are going to get 60 again?
I think they'll be close to 60. You'll see when I do my standing predictions. But yeah, Quinn Snyder was my flyer, and Brett Brown was kind of my flyer as well. So if I'm going to do a realistic pick, I'm probably going to go with Budenholzer. Because I just think that the West is going to be fighting so much for wins that the East is so open. One of those teams is either going to be Brett Brown or it's going to be Mike Budenholzer, and that's who I'm going to go with, I guess, for my coach of the year.
That's fair.
All right.
I can get behind that.
So we kind of did the awards, and I guess we'll move on to, we've seen a shift in the NBA from these big three that always won, the Golden States or the Miami Heats. Now we're starting to see some duos. So I'm going to name off arguably the biggest duos in the NBA, and you give me your favorite duo that has recently formed.
You already know it.
Yeah, I do. But you can give another one, too. So I'm going to start, there's Brooklyn with Kyrie and Durant. There's Dallas with Doncic and KP. There's Golden State with Klay and Steph. The Rockets with Harden and Westbrook. The Lakers with LeBron and AD. And Portland with Dame and CJ. Who's your favorite?
LeBron, AD.
Other than your Lakers.
You didn't say it. Conley Mitchell.
That's a good... I like that duo.
That's my second favorite. I like that. And I think it's more just the team. But I just think it takes a lot off of Rudy.
Yeah,
They have four solid shooters now around him.
I wouldn't pick that as Donovan
can go in now.
The best duo, but I like that as
I like that. I like that. I think it'll be one of the best.
I actually did think about adding that on there. I didn't in the end, but
if I have to pick one that I know is obviously gonna work. I mean, PG Kawhi, obviously, but PG might be injured for a bit. I think.
Did I even say that?
I don't think you did.
No, I didn't. That's a huge one, obviously.
I still think Curry, Draymond.
Yeah.
It's just
Curry, Draymond. It's proven. Yeah, that's true.
It's proven.
Well, I would pick Brooklyn, Kyrie, and Durant. I think that's a perfect season. Yeah, that's true. And I threw the young guys on there in Dallas.
I have them on my list.
It's just cool how they have such a young, so many duo, incredible duos. I have that on my list too.
I still think it's Curry and Draymond. I mean, they've won the championship together twice. Three times, really.
Yeah.
But they've done it before without it, and they're the only ones on the list that have won the championship together, so.
Alright, so now that we're talking about the championship, you want to move towards our East and West during conference standings and our predictions?
Love to.
So, I think we'll kind of do this. We'll go from, you want to go from 8 to the top? We'll start in the East, and we'll
eight
go with our
top?
Teams.
All right.
Yep. Do you have all 8?
Yep.
All right, let's start. You go first.
Like
it's 8th place.
Yeah. It's only 6 seeds, right?
Because I feel like it give a little rationale
behind
to
each.
Yeah. Oof. Well, at least I'm gonna say. How about let's do it? We do our 6, 7, 8. Then we do our 3, 4, 5, and then we do our 1 and 2.
I feel like a lot of these are gonna be the same.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree. So do your
6, 7, 8.
Yeah.
Okay. Start from 8.
Sure.
From 6. 8. Magic.
Yeah, I have the Magic in there as well. Young team. I don't know.
They didn't lose anyone that I can really think of.
No, they're good defensively.
They still got T-Ross. They still got... And Gordon's getting better. I think that team. Vucevic, they got him back.
Yeah.
So I still think that's a. I still think it's a decent. Like, it's a good East team.
I mean, for me, I didn't include the Pistons in my playoff picture, and they. I really did want to pick them with.
Well, Blake still.
Blake and Drummond.
Blake's a question mark still, and they got D Rose.
Yeah, I actually like their team.
That's an improvement over Reggie if he stays healthy.
And they have good. Good coaching as well, and Dwayne. So I really thought about putting the Pistons in there, but I didn't.
They could go either with the Magic. I'm not too attached. Seven, I have the Heat though.
Yeah,
they only got better, I think.
I'm gonna go with the Heat as well at seven.
I got the Heat. They lost Josh Richardson, but they gained Jimmy Butler.
Yeah,
it's just only getting better.
Bam steps in for Hassan.
And they don't even want Hassan to that. They didn't. Hassan was not helping that team at all at that point. Bam was only on the rise, so he was only holding it back. Now Bam can go all the way through.
And Jimmy wants to win. He's going there and kind of putting the team on his back. So not like I think they're going to be a contender or anything.
I wouldn't want to play them in the first round.
No. The only team I'd want to play in the first round is really the Magic, to be honest, out of all the teams in the East.
Yeah, and maybe the Raps.
Yeah.
Just because we don't have it anymore. So anyway,
who do you have at six?
Six, I got the Nets. I think it's a way better team. They would be one if they had Durant, but I still think just with Kyrie, I think Kyrie will be enough.
Yeah, I'm gonna pencil actually the Pacers in at number six.
You want Pacers six?
Just because I'm worried Oladipo's not gonna come back. I'm not totally sure on his injury status, and he's probably gonna have to miss a bunch of games. I do really like the Pacers team, and if he was healthy, they'd be a lot higher up there, probably in the top four.
Mm.
But just, I don't know how many games he's going to play. I don't know when he's going to come back. So I'm going to pencil the Pacers in there at six.
I like Kyrie, so I think it's a good fit.
Yeah, I'm going to... So who do you have at five then?
Celtics,
okay. Celtics. I have Brooklyn there.
Oh, yeah, that's where you got the Nets.
Yeah, so I have them just above the Pacers, just above the Heat. I just think Kyrie's enough, and they already had a good team, a playoff team last year. Yeah. They lost a few pieces, but I still think they're a good team. Caris LeVert's going to have a good season, bounce back. Jared Allen's only getting better, so I think Brooklyn's going to be the five seed.
They lost Jared Dudley, so that's the only thing that spikes them back. I went with the Celts at five just because I think it's a new team. Like, you don't know for sure if it's going to fit, or Horford was a big loss. And Kemba might be a bigger upgrade. We don't know. But, yeah, I still think it's enough. I think they'll be a five seed.
Wow. I have Boston actually penciled in at three above the Raps. So I have the Raptors at four.
I think the Raps will be a good regular season team to get us to four. I have them at four.
And who do you have at three?
Pacers.
Wow. You got.
I like Oladipo. I think he'll come back fine. And I think Brogdon's a very good player for him. Very spaced team now.
That team can shoot for sure.
Losing Bogdanovich sucked, but yeah, I still think it's perfect. I still think batting Brogdon is a better upgrade.
So you think the Pacers are better than Boston in the regular season?
Yep. I think they play harder. I think they'll be a better regular season team and probably a better playoff team.
I think that Boston has them beat in almost every position.
Hey man, they took LeBron to the seven.
Yeah, no, they've been around.
Celts folded.
But they lost half the team. They lost Thad Young and they lost Bogdanovich, who's a primary starter.
I still think they'll bounce back. I like Sabonis.
I like that take.
I like Sabonis, and I like Oladipo a lot on that team. And I like Brogdon as a fit. That was like one of their perfect pickups.
Oh, that was the biggest.
They should have got. I really wish they got deloading, but Brogdon was a very good second pickup. I think he's going to have a breakout season.
Yeah, I agree. And he's going to get all opportunity, too, especially if
Oladipo's up for the start. I think he'll come back, though.
I like Boston, though. I love Kemba. He's been on my fantasy team for a couple of years now, and so I've watched a few of his games, and he's great. I think he's a perfect compliment player, too. And then they've got although he is a smaller point guard.
That's my only problem. I think it's going too big now in the East.
They've got a ton of size, though, outside of that. Jalen's big. Tatum's big.
But to run the point, though, you got to have some size now.
Well, they've got Marcus Smart, who's like one of the toughest point guards in the league. So I think that's a pretty good point guard compliment to have with a player like Kemba.
Yeah,
you've
got to put Kemba on the floor, though. Kemba has to play.
Well, who are the big point guards other than Ben that are going to be so big that he can't play with in the East?
Ben, basically Giannis at this point, runs the point, but Bledsoe's still pretty big.
Bledsoe's small. A lot of people have big. He's not big.
Yeah, but like a lot of people, like, but they got the size of a... Yeah, I know, but they have
Refs don't have anyone.
I'm not saying the
Bruins. Brooklyn the doesn't do have anyone.
Well, when they get their primary ball handlers back, they're big sized. I think he's gonna have a big ball handler.
I do agree. Yeah, that's a fair point. I'm
not saying they have to run the point. I'm just saying at one point you're gonna have to have a big player, and I don't think the Celtics have that right now.
I think they do. They have Marcus Smart, who can play the two, and then he can then.
Unless Tatum becomes that guy,
is the. You only mean their big player has to be big?
I'm saying the primary ball handler, their star player, has to be a big wing at this point. I feel like that's the trend now.
Yeah,
I'm not saying Kevin's gonna be bad or anything. I'm just saying I think you need to have that guy.
It is tough though. Like you look at the Sixers, they're a hard team to defend now. Like you said,
they're all 6'8". It's scary. Or up. I like the Celts though. I think Kevin's gonna have a good season and all that. But I just think I like Pacers right now.
So who'd you pick? Who'd you pick at one?
I went Bucks 2, Sixers 1.
Well, I went Bucks 1, Sixers 2.
I did just change that because I saw you had that, and yeah. I was then. But then I thought, like, I like the Sixers now, though. I really like that team. I got Horford.
I just think Joel's not going to play the full season. They've got a few new, not too many new players, so that is why I think they'll play well, and they'll be pretty consistent. Ben doesn't seem to miss too many games. But it's just like Giannis is such a beast, and they have virtually the same roster. So I think they're just going to come back and run it back to come to first again.
It did suck
losing. Giannis plays a ton, though.
It did suck losing Brogdon for them.
Yeah, that is a big loss. I'll admit
and
that.
And Mirotić.
Yeah.
That was two guys that could shoot, and now they lost two shooters, and that's what you need.
They picked up Wesley Matthews. I'm not sold on them winning the chip, but that is a good regular season team for me. So I'm going to say mine out just because the way we did that was a little confusing.
We're not doing that with the West.
I've got Bucks at 1, Sixers at 2, Boston at 3, Raps at 4, and then I've got the Pacers, then Brooklyn, then the Heat, and then the Magic.
I have Sixers, Bucks, Pacers, Raptors, Celtics, Nets, Heat, Magic.
All right. You want to move on to the West? You want to just go from the top to the bottom?
We should just say them out loud and then go into it.
Yeah, give it.
I think that would be better.
You say yours.
So I got number 1, Nuggets. 2, Clippers. 3, Jazz. 4, Lakers. 5, Rockets. 6, Warriors. 7, Trailblazers. 8, Spurs.
Okay, so I think we have the same teams. I have 1, Houston.
Oh, fuck.
2, Nuggets.
Houston.
3, Clippers. 4, Lakers. 5, Golden State. 6, Portland. 7, Utah. 8, Spurs.
You made my Celtics take look really good now, saying Houston number 1.
Yeah, no, like, Houston number 1, I don't think that's like 2 MVPs on one team. Best regular season players in the other than Giannis, they're the 2 best regular season players.
Yeah, I guess.
Harden and Westbrook.
Together, though.
I think they'll be fine together. I think they played together before. I know it was a while ago. Think Russ will figure it out. Harden's best scorer in the league. I think it's going to be a perfect duo.
I think that team crumbles in playoffs, but yeah, I would agree that it'll work in the regular season.
The only thing I'm worried about picking them at first overall is that they may not have like the immediate chemistry. But other than Westbrook, they didn't really make any changes. They've got their same. They've got Gordon.
It's a lot different though when you've got a new guy running your point. Though that's the primary.
Yeah, for sure. But I think that's something they can figure out during the season. Obviously, I could have.
But he's played with them before.
So. I could have put the Nugs first. I was thinking about that.
I only picked them just because they literally did nothing, except draft Bol Bol, it seems, and they might get Michael Porter Jr. back.
Yeah, they're going to be good.
And they're only going to get better in the offseason. You know, another season of growth for Jokic and Murray.
So who'd you have top 2?
Nuggets and Clippers are my 1 and 2.
I had Clippers at 3, Lakers at 4. Only reason for that 3-4 is just I don't think all those players are going to play games. I think Kawhi's going to miss a ton.
George's missing AD, at least the first bit of the season.
Yeah. I think AD, I think LeBron, they'll be out a lot. So I think it just drops them a little bit. Golden State I had at 5. I actually really like Golden State. If Klay was back for the full season, I would have picked them to win the chip for sure again. Just because I love that trio together, and I just think they're the only one who has stability, and they're proven champions, so I would have picked them. But fortunately, with the uncertainty with Klay, I couldn't really pick them. Portland at 4, they've always been... Portland at 6, they've always been around. they're never a team that I think is going to do incredible, but they're always going to make the playoffs, and they've got the unreal two.
Yeah, I got them at seven.
And Dame and CJ.
I like them.
Utah slipping in there. I like their new additions. I think they've got an established point guard now and a up-and-coming star to play with them, mm-hmm. along with a great rebounding and defensive center. So I think that's going to be a really good team. I thought about putting them ahead of Portland, but I just thought it would take some time for them to get used to each other, and Portland's already established.
I've got them at three. I think they make
Utah.
Yep.
At three.
I think they even make the conference final.
Wow.
I like that team.
That's hot take. I do like that team as well.
I think they lose to either Clippers or Lakers, though.
Yeah, that's tough.
Whoever makes
it. If they were in the East, they'd...
Well, actually, I know for a fact they're going to lose to Lakers, because the Lakers are going to win the championship. The Clippers probably get swept in the first round by the Spurs.
So, do you want to just go into our championship picks and why we picked them?
I already said the Lakers, but...
Why are you picking the Lakers?
Did you say who was picking?
No, I haven't.
Oh, I didn't. Yeah, I guess I didn't say that.
No, you didn't say it.
Fuck. I'm going Lakers, I think. It's too much star power. I think they've had a really small offseason in terms of, like, the people they picked up, but I think they've picked up the right people. I think they've surrounded the team with shooters, it seems. They're going that way, which is the way they should have gone. And they, for the first time, they had a good center. But now I think JaVale is still proven to that he can start, and they have so many guys they can interchange at the five. It's not even fair at that point. They can throw in AD, they can throw in Kuzma, they can throw in fucking LeBron. Could probably play center at this point.
Do you think they're too big?
No, I think it's the better version of the Sixers. Besides, they don't have Embiid. That's the only way they beat them. But like, LeBron's a better Ben. Kuzma's and Tobias are kind of, I guess. Well, Tobias is definitely a better shooter, but Kuzma has the potential. And then I would take it 80 over Embiid, I think.
Yeah, that would be actually a really fun matchup to watch. Sixers and
that's
Lakers
a really good team,
in the
yeah.
final.
I would have to give the edge to Lakers just because everyone on that team can shoot, at least. Like, AD can shoot, Kuzma can shoot, LeBron can shoot, Ben, he can't shoot yet. We don't know.
Well, he looks like he's in the gym, but yeah, you never really know on
you don't
that
know
one,
until,
right?
you, until you're playing those games. He's got to just put up shots in the games. It's the only thing. It's the only way you're gonna get better. But yeah, the only thing the Sixers would have them beat in is the center position, and that's if they don't match up AD and Embiid. Because I still think that's.
They haven't beat a point guard though.
100%, and I think Kuzma can handle Tobias. Horford's the only thing. JaVale and Horford is.
I think that'd be a really good match. I'd love to see the Sixers and the Lakers play each other in the finals. But
I think that'll be the finals.
I don't think that's going to be the finals. But I think the Rockets are going to go to the finals. I know you didn't like that take, but I just didn't want to pick LA. Didn't want to pick the Clippers. I just like Harden. Harden and Paul have been there. They've almost beat the Warriors when they were the big three, easily the best team in the league. Probably would. A team that would win again this year if they were still together, and if they went that far against those teams. I know they sometimes had injuries, but I think when they have this better point guard, I think that they're the ones to beat. They have everything you need. They have a defender in Tucker who can guard LeBron if he needs to,
and he's good for about 10 points.
Yeah, exactly.
He can
shoot the three as well.
Great shoes too.
Sneaker god. And I really like Rivers and Gordon and Green coming off the bench. They've got a decent amount of depth. Obviously, I think they're going to have to make maybe one trade to get one more guy off the bench, but they have a good starting center in Clint, who's going to get a lot of lobs from Harden and Westbrook. So I think they got everything you need to win a championship. I think they, like I said, maybe one more guy off the bench who can shoot the tray ball and play D. But other than that, I think they're perfectly built to win a championship. And they've been there before. They've been knocking on the doorstep. And I think it's time for Harden to finally get a chip now that the Golden State Warriors are broken up. They've always given them a go, like I said, the last few years. Now that they're not there anymore, I think it's time for them to win.
That's so bold. They have everything you need except for chemistry.
There's only one new player.
If they let you play with two basketballs, then yeah. That's the best way.
Well, what about LeBron?
What about him?
I don't know. You keep talking about chemistry. Oh, the Rockets don't have chemistry. No fucking players were on the Lakers last year. It's a whole team of new players, so you can't be
the best
preaching
player
me
in
about
the best player in basketball.
You're changing this. What do you say? You're changing all this chemistry stuff. got your whole team LeBron's full of free agents.
LeBron's instant chemistry. AD and LeBron, they fucking eat tacos together.
Okay.
They're holding a training camp in September to get chemistry.
Oh, well, you don't think Harden or Westbrook, they've played on team...
Harden's fucking...
All these stars have played together on Team USA anyways. Exactly. Like, I think it's pretty fluent when they come over. Like,
there you go. So you can say LeBron and AD then have chemistry by that.
Well, you can say Harden and Westbrook do then, too.
Yeah, I know.
And that's why they were going to win the chip.
Very ball dominant. That's I'm not saying they won't be friends and shit. Like, I'm not saying they won't be, like,
I think
good on the court. I'm just saying they're two very ball dominant guards.
I think
a lot of the time that doesn't work.
I think Westbrook learned a big lesson when Paul George came there on how to kind of play off the ball a bit and how to let another star step up.
And as soon as that stopped working, he went right to his old ways again. So it's just if I do like having the D'Antoni with him. I think that's a good coach for Westbrook. I just think it could either be he enhances him or it enhances the good in him or it enhances the rush in shoot miss style offense that he is got a lot of criticism for now.
I think it's
that's my only problem. I do like the team.
I like how he can get to the net.
Yeah, I know. I do like that.
The best perimeter player in the league, other than Curry. So
who? Harden.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So I think I don't know. I'm gonna back them.
Not Clay.
I don't know.
You'd rather have Harden than Clay?
Yeah. I mean, it's a tough question. If I'm building a championship team, it depends who my point guard is. But
I think I would take Clay.
I think I'd take Harden. That's why I picked them.
I've seen Clay win a championship.
Yeah.
It's my only
thing. I mean, Harden would have won a championship, too, if he's playing with Steph. But
I don't know about that. That's fair. It's two jack-up three guys.
Yeah, I guess so. The defense is a big part, too.
I mean, Clay does, too, but at least Clay is a lockdown, and he's a fucking great off-the-catch-and-shoot. Harden kind of just tries to create his own shot most of the time. It's good. It's very effective. It kind of isolates a lot of people.
I agree.
So that's my only problem with him and Westbrook being together. I do like that trade, though. I think you couldn't keep going. You can't keep going. It's the definition of insanity if you keep going with that team.
Yeah.
At that point, you had to make a decision, and I think Westbrook is an upgrade. But
and obviously, when I picked that team, I knew that risk, but I just looked at the rest of the teams on paper. Really do love the Clippers, and I wanted to pick them, but in all honesty, I don't want to see Kawhi run it back. Lakers, don't really want to pick LeBron. A lot of people coming together. Really? I don't even think I'd pick the Lakers or the Clippers next. I think I'd pick Golden State. If Klay was coming back and if he was fully healthy, I think those three shooters are insane. Incredible. So I would love to see them win because they finally have some adversity and it's like it almost was handed to them on a platter the last couple of years. It'd be nice to see them actually fight through some adversity and win.
I mean, you're putting them fucking 5 and 6 seed and then we're going to end up winning the fucking
last. I wouldn't be surprised. You never know.
It's still a good team. I know. That's
not yeah.
Do you want to do the bet on who's going to win the chip?
Yeah. Let's do it. So
you're taking the Houston Rockets.
I'm going to take Houston Rockets. And what are we going to bet? Are we going to bet on a jersey?
Yeah, do you want to do the jersey of
so if
if I win, if the Lakers get the dub,
I have to buy you a
LeBron, baby.
And then if Houston wins, you have to get me a Harden jersey. Or maybe a Westbrook.
The Westbrook.
I don't know. Right, probably, yeah. I think Westbrook makes more sense. Give me a Westbrook.
Yeah. That's your guy. You're going off of it.
And then what if neither win? No jersey?
Nothing.
Okay, that's good. That's good, because then we don't necessarily
guess there's no one really to take from the East to really win it. That's why I was hoping, like, one of us take an East team.
No, that's good. I like that.
Now we can just rip each other up when we fucking... They're probably going to play each other in the... With my seeding, they play each other in the first round.
Wow. Well, I mean, it's not going to matter until the last game anyways, because we picked who's going to win, not who's going to go farther, so...
I know, I'm just saying, though, if it goes like right away, if the first round and they lose, it kind of just sucks for one of us.
Oh, I agree. Okay, you want to rank a couple off-season? Who you think had the best and worst off-seasons for the teams?
Yeah, I'm 100% down for that. Do you want to kick it off? Do you want to start with best?
Yeah, start with best. You give your best, I'll give my best after.
Right. So my best, maybe we have the same one, maybe we don't. I did the Jazz.
I didn't throw the Jazz in there. I just had a feeling you'd pick them, so I put a couple.
That's my fucking dark horse team. I love them. I love that team right now. gonna bandwagon on that team pretty hard. But yeah, they only got better. Didn't get worse at all. They got two shooters and two new shooters to surround Gobert with and to take the pressure off Mitchell with. And Conley is just the most underrated point guard in the league.
Yeah, no, that's a good pick. I put five teams. Obviously, I'm not going to say them all, but the obvious ones are the Nets, Heat, and Pels. I think those are three teams that had great off seasons.
Yeah.
But my two I'm going to pick, first one is Golden State. Kind of no one would assume that, but the fact that I think everyone knew Durant was leaving, and they still got back an all-star player.
Yeah,
it's pretty incredible.
Young player,
whether they're going to keep him or maybe he's a trade chip for the future, either way, that's an incredible piece to get while losing one of the best players in the world. So I think it's pretty good return on that. Although they did lose quite a few players, Iggy, Livingston, Quinn Cook, a bunch of their depth, they did get a good center in Willie Cauley-Stein. So I think they did well working with the cap. They did have to sign Clay, they had to sign Draymond, so it was a tough offseason for them, and I think they did pretty well.
Yeah, getting Kevon back was very good.
Yeah,
he was fucking great. Like, he was a warrior in the playoffs.
And then the other one, I had OKC. I thought they had an incredible last few months. Just the amount of picks, the amount of prospects, the good young point guard and Shea coming in. They got a few more trade chips they can trade in Paul, Gallinari. A couple of those guys can be shipped for a couple more good prospects, because there'll definitely be teams looking for them on the trade deadline. So I think they had an incredible offseason for the amount of return they got.
I picked them in the worst.
Really? Why is that? Just losing
the
their stuff?
It's the culmination of fucking that shit show.
I just think that if, like you said before, if you keep losing and you keep losing, you got to change something. So although it wasn't their choice, Paul got out of there, and they made the right decision.
It kind of was their choice.
Paul wanted to be asked to be, or not, sorry.
Under contract.
George asked to be traded.
He was under contract. He did not have to trade him, though. It's baffling, though, that they lost that many stars. Nothing to show for it. So now they're going to.
Well, they don't have nothing. They have a blue chip prospect.
They have zero championships, though, with all those. They have had three MVPs.
Oh,
they've
from the beginning. From the beginning. Sorry, yeah.
Combination of all that. That's why I said the combination.
Yeah.
They've had three MVPs and almost four. Paul George was a fucking MVP candidate.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they have no championship to show for it. All they have to show is, a good prospect in Shai and a bunch of draft picks that might not be that. Well, the Miami pick's actually really good if the Heat suck. But I just don't think they're going to draft.
Their own draft pick's going to be good, though. That's one thing.
Their own draft pick's going to be good, but, yeah, like, they just, they got 20 to 30 late selections from the Clippers is the only thing.
That's a good thing, though. One of those players has to be a hidden gem, I'm thinking. But yeah, I know what you're saying. But just the return they did get on those players who... Well, Westbrook obviously
probably
didn't...
Well, they didn't get anything
for KD. Well, KD, yeah, that's a different story. I'm talking
what
about...
They got for...
I'm just talking about off-season, though. Not like the past. That doesn't count for me.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at this off-season.
And they traded away an NBA champion in Serge Ibaka.
Yep. But
gotta give that guy his due.
Yeah,
that is
so that yeah.
That's someone that never,
that is a starting lineup.
No one ever
of
fucking
all
says
incredible players
him.
That they had got rid of.
They've given up an All NBA team.
Yeah.
So I just think I think it's not a good look for them.
Well,
especially
that's fair.
Especially for a small market.
They were one of your losing teams.
Oh yeah.
So who were your? What was your other losing team? Or did you have another one?
I don't. Yeah, I guess I have it ranked as worse now. I like losing better. Now,
okay.
I have some hot take, I guess. Toronto Raptors.
Yeah, what is that?
Kawhi.
Yeah, I guess the obvious factor. But
you're losing the offseason if you lose.
Well, not just Kawhi. Danny Green, though. One of the best shooters in the league.
Well, yeah. Not in the playoffs, but...
I guess not.
It's like skip now. Like,
yeah.
One thing. We lost number two. And yeah.
Number 14 as well.
Yeah.
We don't say their name anymore.
Yeah, so losing number two, obviously. Anytime you lose your best player, it's just you're losing in the offseason.
Yeah, no, I back that.
The only reason, though, I'm not putting the Warriors is because they got D'Angelo. If we got D'Angelo, they wouldn't be one of the worst.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I still think I think they didn't recuperate good, but I think they did the best they could with
they bought
getting
low.
Rondé and getting Stanley Johnson. I do like those pickups.
They're low risk, high reward type players who can probably get us a draft pick.
Rondé is, I think, is a really good player.
Yeah.
Stanley is a good defender, but
he's young
he's not
too.
Good. Yeah.
Like, I could see him just sticking around on the team, not even like a tradable asset. I'd see Rondé.
I think Rondé could stay on the
team. He likes Toronto too.
Yeah, if he's said nothing but good things. He's saying all the right things, so I like that. And then I also have the Bucks, just because I think they lost two really good shooters, and I think that's what you need to win when you have a guy like Giannis on that team.
Yeah, I did say they're a very similar team, but Mirotić was a huge loss.
Same with
you're
Brogdon.
Right, and Brogdon was. So that was
two
a bit
guys
of...
that could really space for. And Brogdon was a big time impact in the playoffs.
Yeah,
he was cooking us.
I actually like that. I do agree. Although they did say the same, they have some continuity. I think they probably could have got one or two more players in there.
I think they could have had a lot better offseason, especially when you look at what the Sixers did. I'm kind of putting this in comparison with what other teams did, and I think a lot of teams in the East got a lot better, and they kind of stayed stagnant, and if not, they dipped off a little bit more. That's the only reason I'm not saying the only reason they're not winning the East, I think, is because they lost two really good shooters.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good take.
Yeah.
And then
obviously the obvious choice would I didn't want to say it, but like it's no point. You might have it the Knicks.
Yeah, I'm
so disappointed.
I have the Knicks, the Suns, and the Hornets.
Yeah.
Obviously, those are just three pretty shitty teams. Hornets was the biggest loss ever. They lost their franchise chip in Kemba, the only good
and
player they really have, and they lost Lamb as well, which is another young player. Went to the Pacers, so just nothing is going right for them. They got Terry Rozier, paid him a bunch of money. Hopefully,
they overpaid for Terry.
So that's just a terrible season. Knicks, obviously a big letdown. We thought they'd have like Durant, maybe Kyrie by the end of this offseason. Zion, nothing happened. Some of that isn't their fault, obviously,
like
the Zion
Randle.
Part. But
I do like getting Julius Randle, though.
They got a couple low flyers.
And I do like RJ Barrett, all that.
So do you think some of those guys will they'll sign and trade, or how does that work?
Well, Julius, I think they're on 2 years, if not 1 year, in team options. But I don't see a lot of them sticking around. They have so many power forwards. It's not a problem.
Yeah.
They signed way too many bigs, I think.
And
they signed Julius, and I don't see him sticking. But he's young. He's a tweener, kind of.
They got Did they get Portis, too?
Yeah, they got Bobby Portis.
I don't know. It's just like...
He can play the five, though. But
it's almost like Washington bringing all those guys together last year, and it was just useless. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Whatever. They got to fill. They got to use some cap, right? And their assets are assets, so it's not terrible, but it definitely could have been a lot better.
I still think they should sign Melo. What else are you going to do? Might as well have a season worth something.
Yeah, actually, that would bring some money into...
You might as well just have a season that, like, it's not another unforgettable. Like, it's just another forgettable season.
No, I think that's I actually like that. That'd be cool if you signed with the Knicks. Even just... I know a lot of people don't want him in the dressing room, but... That'll put people in the stands.
No one's ever had a problem with him.
Well, it's more of like the management saying that, I think.
No, it is. And he probably does not like Dolan.
Yeah, so I mean, that probably won't happen, but that would be pretty cool. Just for something for Knicks fans to be like, hey.
Hey, this is cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Or they're just like, hey, I hope RJ does something.
Is the next star.
I hope RJ.
Isn't an Andrew Wiggins.
Get a basket tonight. Like, I think he's going to be a really good player. It's just, there's just nothing really. And I feel like Knicks fans are like, oh, it's Canadian. Ugh.
Yeah, probably.
Ugh, who
especially
is he?
After Wiggins, I think he was a big bust. I mean, there's been Murray since, but Wiggins is probably top of mind for sure.
And Shai is pretty good. That's another good Canadian draft pick.
Yeah, that's true.
Good Canadian rookie.
So did you do any like big trade scenarios or anything like that? What teams are looking for?
I did have kind of one that I kind of just thought of today. And I was just wondering more of, like, I don't think it'll ever happen, but I was just wondering if the Lakers needed a center, if they just, like, threw at all the young guys and just traded Kuzma for, like, kind of an established center. At first I was thinking Marc Gasol, but it was a little more biased, but then I was just like, they probably would go for someone more younger, and I was kind of thinking of, like, a Drummond from Detroit, if Detroit wants to blow it up. Trade Kuzma.
You don't think they'd go for a point guard? First, before a center?
I think when you
AD
LeBron,
can play
I think
the center.
When you LeBron, I don't think you need the...
I mean, look at Kyrie and LeBron, though.
Yeah, I know, having a shooter and all that, but that was... I don't know, I think LeBron's a bit more of a different player now.
I would have liked to see Kemba go to the Lakers.
I was thinking that, and I was thinking more D'Angelo.
Yeah, D'Angelo would have been cool, too. That
D'Angelo's
would have been
a really
crazy story if he went back to LA.
Yeah, D'Angelo's a really good player, but I think he's perfect more than... I think he fits the role there better than what Kemba would. I think Kemba's more of a, I know what I am right now, so I'm going to do what I know. And I think D'Angelo's more, let me learn with LeBron, kind of. LeBron could really take that on his wing, I think. More than Kemba. Plus, he's a lot bigger, and I think he's the best.
So,
especially for playoffs, you need size.
I'm going to... There's a couple teams that I think just have to minimize their teams. Like, the Nuggets have so many good pieces, and they're so deep, but they really don't have a star. So I would like to see them put together... Well, but you need two stars. Sorry. They have one star, but they need another star is what I mean. So I'd like to see them maybe put... Michael Porter Jr. obviously isn't at the top of his trade value coming off the injury, but a couple of those guys, whether it be like a Beasley or a Morris, put a couple of them together, maybe a draft pick, and get an actual decent star on their team. Somebody who can play shooting guard, somebody who can play small forward. I don't have a name right now, to be honest, but there's got to be a good shooting guard out there who's ready to leave. Like maybe a Bradley Beal could be a good shooting guard to go there. I'd love to see him on a team, and I think the Washington needs to get rid of him. So I don't know if they have the... Well, they can always throw picks off. You can see you can get a star anywhere, like in the Westbrook trades like that. All you have to have is a ton of picks, right, to throw in a couple prospects.
The market's crazy.
The Nuggets have more than enough assets to get a Bradley Beal, and I think they should go for something like that. Have a lockdown shooter, him, Jamal, and Jokic. That's a scary team.
It's a good team. It's already a good team.
So I would love to see the Nuggets actually go for a splash and try to win, because this is the time when they can win. Like, they're not going to, you know what I mean? Like, there's all these twos. Try to get a three go in there, so.
Yeah.
I think that'd be a big trade for the Nugs.
Yeah, depending on if a guy can take a leap. They just have a lot of tertiary guys that can kind of get up to that level.
Yeah, like, even trading a Gary Harris.
Oh, I love Gary.
You know what I mean? Like, but he's not a Bradley Beal, so ship him over.
True.
I know, I'm not sure if Washington's going to be jumping on trading Beal, but I would love to see him in a Nuggets uniform.
I would like to see Washington do something. I'm so sick of looking at that team.
Yeah, it's just a sick team. It makes me feel so good, though, because they beat the Raptors in the playoffs. And then when they played the Raptors, it was just like...
I just get depressed when I look at that team sometimes. I'm just like, oh, God, this again. Like,
so many recycled players last year, too.
I would be so... I'm kind of starting to feel the way about the Raps. At least, like, we've got, like, Gasol's new... Ibaka's somewhat new.
And we have a chip, too. So.
And we have a chip, but, like, I don't know, I'm just kind of getting sick of, like, Lowry and, like... Not getting sick of Lowry, I'm just saying, like, it's just... I've seen this team so many times, and I'm especially... It was more before the chip, seeing Lowry, DeRozan, JV. I feel like that's what Washington's going through right now, except... It's injury. It's worse, because you can't even see these guys play. You're just watching Wall on the bench. I do like... their draft pick, though. I like that Ryu Hachimori.
Yeah.
I do like that guy, though.
Yeah. So I guess just to end it off, we'll do a bit of a recap of who we think is going to be in the finals and who's going to win and why they're going to win. So you start us off, Jay.
I'm going to go with the Spurs and then the Magic.
Hot take. DeRozan finally gets his crown.
He finally gets it. No, I'm going to go Lakers and 76ers.
I like that.
Two big teams. Two big time teams.
I was going to pick the Sixers, but now that you did...
You can pick them.
No. They were so close. They could have won the championship last year with the team they had. Obviously, they lost Butler, though. So I'm going to go with my Houston Rockets, best two MVP players. I think they're going to have an incredible season. Great from the three and a good defensive team. Not necessarily in the backcourt, but I think they do have a lot of good... secondary defensive players. And then I'm going to pick Boston in the finals in the East. I think they had a shit year last year, but I think Kemba's going to slide in there. I think Tatum and Jaylen are going to step up, and I think Hayward's going to start to come back to the man he was before.
Damn.
So, going to go with my Rockets, and I can't wait to be wearing my Westbrook jersey about next June. Summer.
I'm a medium in LeBron jersey, so.
Okay.
Write that down.
You can probably walk around and see about 15 LeBron jerseys in Toronto, so you'll fit right in.
Hey, man, he's a good player. I don't know why you're hating on the GOAT.
We'll see. But in the end, obviously, the whole landscape of the NBA has changed, so it's going to be really exciting to see what happens this year, which duo is going to step up. So I guess we'll end it off there. You know our picks. You know who we think are going to win the awards. Obviously, we'll probably do a mid-season checkup to maybe change things around, because there's probably going to be trades and everything. So,
do you want to give us one change? Like, we can do one change to one prediction and, like...
Yeah, sure. We'll give, like, a change for sure.
Yeah, you get, like, one chance to change.
Yeah.
If, like, say, like, it comes in, like, or to, like... We'll do it around, like, the All-Star break, maybe. And, like, maybe, like, LeBron or AD had, like, a massive injury, and you're just like, oh, that fucking sucks.
I was just going to say that, yeah. If one of our big players goes out...
Maybe, like, Westbrook finally... Those knee shots that he takes finally fucking wear off, and he breaks his leg, God forbid. But, yeah. And then it kind of just sucks for us. We can give ourselves kind of a pick.
Yeah, no, I like that.
Yeah, I like that, too.
All right, let's cut it off there, guys. I hope you really enjoyed it. A couple of the NBA fans who are listening. It's a lot of fun to make this, and I'd like to see your predictions, so... Shoot us a comment on Instagram and let us know who you pick for all the awards and who your early season predictions are to win the chip. All right, thanks, guys. Peace.